This podcast is brought to you by Skin DH from Biotech Research. This cream really works. Skin DH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Go to biotechresearch.com and use code HOWIE50 for $50 off and free shipping.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There's no need to fear.
Joe Biden
is here.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July.
Hey, Brandon! How dumb do you think I am?
Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero.
None, zero, zilch, zippity-doo-dah.
So then, has the American people seen inflation peak? And is it now coming back down?
Look, what I can tell you is,
Tina, enough already. Come on.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I created it.
That's right. You let it loose.
I was in my kitchen.
You let it loose. Yeah. Right. Okay. Gain of function. Here we come.
Very interesting. But thoroughly supercilious.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, I don't even know why we're keeping this gas contest going anymore now that there's no more inflation. You know, we've been trying to help people out with 50 Brandon bucks every day, but, you know, probably we don't even need to keep the contest going that much longer, but we didn't know that the inflation numbers were going to come in like this. I mean, we saw in the morning, we saw that it was still 8.5%, one of the highest rates in 40 years, except for last month's 9.1%. But then Brandon announced that it was 0%. So, but we're going to keep the contest going for a while longer. So, you know, here's how you get in on the contest to win $50 in Brandon bucks. You just go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com. Check out the cheap bastard deals. We sold out the 110 grills, obviously, but we got lots of other great stuff there. But when you go to HowieCarrShow.com, read my column on the Mar-a-Lago raid and see the picture of me and Trump with our Make America Great hats at Mar-a-Lago. I hope they didn't take any boxes of those hats. I think there's more than one box of those hats, though. More than a dozen boxes of those hats. They only took a dozen boxes out. But anyway, go to HowieCarrShow.com and enter your email address on our email, and you will be entered to win $50 a day every weekday from my show and from Grace's show. And so now it is time to announce today's $50 winner of Brandon Bucks. You can use it for gas money or anything else, and it's, you know, it's even worth more money now that we have no inflation. Can I have the drum roll, please? The winner today is Mary Ann from Concord, Massachusetts. You have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@HowieCarrShow with instructions on how to collect your $50 in Brandon bucks. If you want $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarrShow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. All right. And if you want to sign the petition to one of the petitions to put the ballot question on the November ballot, should illegal aliens be allowed to get driver's licenses in Massachusetts? You can go to find out where to sign, go to fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com. And there are sites all over Massachusetts where you can sign. And if you just want to, if you're going to be in the Yarmouth area down on the Cape on Friday, you can come by between the hours of noon and six to, Scally's Irish Ale House. Grace and I will be there from noon to six, and there will be plenty of petitions to sign. Whatever town you're or city you come from, you can sign the petition. And the campaign is going very well, but we can't relax. We have until August 24th. That's 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks left to get more signatures. We need 40,000 certified signatures. So, you know, usually they say you need a, you know, at least a 50% cushion. But from what I'm told, the signatures, the few that have already been certified, it's a very high certification rate. But again, we can't take any chances. We can't, relax. We got to get through. You know, what did Satchel Paige said? Never look back. Someone might be gaining on you. So that's, we got to keep our pedal to the metal until the deadline on August 24th. So get out there, go to fairandsecurema.com. And if you can't get out or you don't want to get out and go to, you know, a supermarket or a liquor store to sign or a dump, you can at that website, fairandsecurema.com, you can request that the campaign just send you a petition or two, and you can just go sign it and go around and get the signatures in your neighborhood. Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. 844-500-4242. Just want to go over some of the results from the primaries last night. I guess the one of the surprising ones, Ilhan Omar, you know her, this horrible Somali refugee who's now a member of Congress. She's really kind of burning her bridges behind her. She doesn't care. She almost lost last night in the primary. The guy who was running against her, he was a pretty good candidate, I guess. His name was Don Samuels, former Minneapolis city councilman. He came within 2,500 votes of knocking her out. It's too bad. I was shocked that he was endorsed by the Star Tribune, also known as the Red Tribune. He was also endorsed by the pajama boy beta male mayor, Jacob Fry. So it's too bad, but, she's got to be hearing the footsteps. Unfortunately, the Republicans is probably going to have a tougher time because it's a solidly that Democrat district. The place to take her out is in the primary. Maybe better luck next time. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, you know, that was another one of these Pence-Trump face-offs. Would you care to guess who won? Yeah, you know who won.
Mago.
That's right. Tim Michaels. He will face Governor Tony Evers in November. Michaels got 47% of the vote to 43% of the vote for the Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish is her name. Michaels got late momentum from Trump's rally. I'll bet he did. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, they were counting votes late in the state of Washington. I mentioned this briefly. They had two Republican congressmen, one congresswoman, and one congressman who voted to impeach Trump in January of 2021, and the male guy named Newhouse, he prevailed because the Trump candidate split the vote three ways, and he snuck in with a whopping 25% of the vote. They call him landslide now. And the other never Trumper is a woman named Jamie Harara Butler, and she was ahead. She looked like she had won, but they started counting the absentee votes, the mail-in ballots. And there's a guy named guy's name is Joe Kent, and you may have seen him on Fox. He's on sometimes. He has kind of wacky hair like Rand Paul does, but he's pretty good. I think he's a SEAL or a former Green Beret, and he's now overtaken her, and she's conceded the election. And this is quite a historic event that Representative Harara Butler, who voted against Trump, she is the first incumbent member of Congress from Washington State to lose a primary since 1930. Think about that. I mean, Massachusetts knocks people out fairly on a semi-regular basis, congressmen. Mike Capuano was knocked out by fellow squad member to Ilhan Ayanna Pressley in 2018, and you had Chester Atkins, the Swiss Guard as we called him, was knocked off by Marty Meehan back in the 90s. So it happens around here, but it doesn't happen in most states. It doesn't happen very often. Want to read you one more thing here before we, we're going to take a lot of calls in this hour, but this is from the Boston Globe has an advice column. And I don't usually read it, but the headline caught my attention today. My spouse of 30 years has gone from a moderate to a staunch Trump supporter. Dear Meredith, I've been married for almost 30 years and have reached a crisis in this relationship. I am having great difficulty dealing with my spouse's political beliefs. My political leanings are moderate to liberal. That's why she reads the Boston Globe. Meanwhile, my spouse has gone from being moderate and not politically involved to becoming more and more staunchly conservative and a politically right-wing Trump supporter. Several months ago, he was fired from his longtime employer for refusing the COVID vaccine, which at the time caused me much fear and pain in my relationship. I felt his stance was unsafe, extreme, and undermined our future plans since I was on the cusp of retirement. And it goes on from there. The thing about this advice call, unlike Dear Abby or Ann Landers, this column, the readers write in and they give their advice. And you could imagine what the Globe reader's response was. I think most of the prevailing opinion was that she should do to him what that doctor, that dermatologist in California tried to do to her husband. You saw that, right? Putting Drano in his lemonade.
There are no Tammy Wynette commenters. Stand by your man.
A couple of them, but they were mainly this Meredith, this the advice columnist, the, you know, the one who runs the column, she had suggested that they go to counseling. And they were, Meredith, I had more faith in you. Why didn't you tell her to kill him? I mean, again, there was more of that than there was. Yeah, that's good advice to get counseling. All right, 844-500-4242. By the way, Brandon was talking today about toxic chemicals. He didn't say toxic. He said toxic chemicals. And, you know,
this is the most significant law our nation has ever passed to help millions of veterans who are exposed to toxic substances.
That situation in California with those two doctors, the dermatologist and the radiologist, that was a toxic relationship. I don't know what the guy was like. Maybe the wife is going to say that he was a product of toxic masculinity.
Ha, ha, ha.
I know. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. And Taylor, before we play the cut, maybe we should play another one of, before we ask the poll question, maybe we should play another one of President Trump's statements today about the fact that he took the Fifth Amendment. Why don't we play cut three?
Years of work and tens of millions of dollars have been spent on this long simmering saga, and to no avail. James now realizes I built a great company with tremendous value, and her case is a scam. Which is why for years they haven't been able to file a single charge. I did nothing wrong, which is why after 5 years of looking, the federal, state, and local governments, together with the fake news media, have found nothing. This is a vindictive and self-serving fishing expedition, the likes of which our country has never seen before. The United States Constitution exists for this very purpose, and I will utilize it to the fullest extent to defend myself against this malicious attack by this administration, this Attorney General's office, and all other attacks on my family, my business, and our country.
God bless you, Mr. President. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Oh, that's right. The poll. I'm sorry, Taylor.
So did President Trump do the right thing by taking the Fifth Amendment?
Yes, he did.
Back up to 73% say yes.
All right. Every time we play more of the cuts, his margin goes up. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
So nice of President Trump to call in with those quotes for the Howie Carr show exclusively. Very, I like that.
I'm one of the I'm one of the few members of the Mar-a-Lago Club who has his own radio show. He likes to take care of his members. Go ahead,
very
Monique.
Very nice. So they're now saying, I'm seeing reports that they're claiming that Attorney General Merrick Garland didn't know anything about this raid.
He's the only one
with the authority.
Right. Again, as I said to somebody yesterday, if they want to indict a COVID relief fraudster who ripped off $20,000 from Belchertown, they have to clear that with what they call main justice. So you're telling me they raided Trump's house and nobody knew about it? Come on. Makes no sense. They're insulting our intelligence.
Right. That's exactly right. And if he really did know nothing about it, he needs to be not only fired, but prosecuted along with whoever ordered this raid.
Yeah. Well, I think this came from the very top, and I don't even know what they were. They have these conflicting stories. They wanted to do it while Trump wasn't around, even though they know Trump's not there until October at the very earliest. And they say they didn't want to make a big production of it. That's why they sent 30 people in there, right? They negotiate. If they wanted documents from you or me, Monique, they would be negotiating with us. They'd be talking to our lawyers or our accountants. They wouldn't be. I mean, they don't have the resources to be raiding everybody they need documents from. It's ridiculous, especially 30 agents. And they had asked them to secure the facilities, and they had secured the facilities. They turned over all the boxes. And now they have this other cockamamie story that they're leaking out there to these grade B outlets, that magazines that don't even exist anymore, like Newsweek, saying, oh, we have an informant. You know, come on. I mean, they. How many cops have made to get a search warrant? Have made stuff up, claiming an informant. What's the name of this informant? I can't. It might endanger him. Sources and methods. We can't. You know, it's like they have these secret court, the FISA courts. If they're not making stuff up, they're altering the documents like they did to get the Carter Page warrant. They have no credibility. These people. They're corrupt. There was a column today saying there's a culture problem at the FBI. It's not a culture problem. It's a corruption problem at the FBI. 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Time for a brief detour. Illegal aliens in the news. Oddly, this is a story that has not gotten much play in the Boston media. The man charged with killing a 34-year-old woman in Nashua is in the U.S. illegally and will be eligible for removal proceedings following the New Hampshire court case, according to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Jose Miguel Ramirez Vazquez, 25, has been arrested and charged with one count of second-degree murder for the stabbing death of Julia Graykin last week.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
ICE has put an immigration detainer on the murder suspect. This is what the ICE said. Vasquez, he's described in else. This is in the Herald, but every other media outlet is describing him as a Nashua man. Vasquez illegally entered the U.S. without inspection on an unknown date at an unknown location. ERO, emergency removal operations, Boston, has determined that Vasquez, who is currently being held in Hillsborough County House of Corrections, is eligible for removal proceedings, which it will commence following adjudication of the local criminal charges he faces. On Friday, about 5:20 p.m., Nashua police officers responded to an apartment building on Kinsley Street after police reported a report of an apparently deceased individual. They found a dead woman inside who was later identified as Graykin, and she had been stabbed to death. Another illegal alien in the news. The third and final defendant in the 2016 murder of Omar Wilfredo Reyes has been found guilty. This is in Massachusetts in state court. A Middlesex Superior Court jury on Monday found Rigoberto Landaverte Limas, 28, of Everett, guilty of Everett.
Guilty. And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
A first-degree murder for his role in the shooting of 19-year-old Reyes of Everett. He was found shot to death on the bike path under the a bridge in Everett, suffering from a bullet wound to the head directly under a graffiti tag for the MS-13 gang. So these are illegal aliens in the news, but you know they. If we gave them driver's licenses, though, they'd go out and get insurance. It'd be fine. You know, they'd go to driver's ed. They'd stop. You know, they wouldn't even go through a yellow light. Because they're only here to stab the people or shoot them in the head that Americans couldn't be bothered stabbing or shooting in the head. By the way, did Miguel Ramirez's mom check in?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
How about Rigoberto Lindavare Lamas's mom? Did she check in?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Oh, yes, they are. 844-500-4242. By the way, try not to let this one destroy your faith and in the integrity of the Democrat Party. Former Democrat State Representative and Kentucky Justice Cabinet Secretary John Tilley was arrested Monday and charged with first-degree rape. That's all you need to know. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, longtime listener and a big fan.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Listen, all I can say is after looking at this Trump thing, it's like Marco Rubio said, it's like what third world countries do. They eliminate their opponents.
Right.
But the point I really want to get to, Howie, is what good is it going to do if we take over the Congress when we have a bunch of wussies there? And my last point
Paul, all I will say is it will be better, maybe perhaps only marginally better, probably only marginally better, but it will be worse if the Democrats retain control of Congress in the fall, because they will see it as an affirmation of their banana republic third world tactics that you were just mentioning.
Going up to a gunfight with knives. And I want to close out with one last thing. Ted Cruz went to Harvard Law School.
Yes.
All right. Why doesn't he shave his beard? And why, when a woman accuses a person of being a Supreme Court judge of rape after 30 years with no evidence, he didn't have the cojones to even cross-examine her. They had to bring in somebody else to do it. I mean, what is he there for?
Well, I mean, she was cross-examined, wasn't she? I don't recall exactly who handled it. But, I mean, her uncorroborated made up malicious testimony was totally debunked by the time of the vote, Paul. You know, he wouldn't have been, if there had been a scintilla of evidence to back up anything any of those people said, because there were several of them, they all stepped forward. Remember the woman who said she had been raped on a boat on Block Island, I think it was. And Brett Kavanaugh's response was, "I've never been to Rhode Island," and no one could prove otherwise. I mean, that was just one. And then there was Swetnick, the rape gangs that NBC News was running just without any kind of corroboration whatsoever, without any comment from Kavanaugh. And then, of course, there was Christine Blasey Ford, another extinguished University of North Carolina Chapel Hill alumna. So it's such a proud institution. I don't give too much money to my alma maters anymore. Thanks for the call, Paul. But you can't say what's going to happen if we, you know, if they don't do anything. At least they could they're going to have an investigation of Hunter Biden. They're going to force Fauci to retire. Do you think Fauci is going to hang around if Rand Paul becomes the chairman of a committee? Do you think that John Kerry is going to hang around if Representative Roy from Texas or Senator Sullivan from Alaska takes over a committee and brings him in? By the way, people, you know, earlier today, Brandon was talking about in the burning pits, they were incinerating jet fuel. And a lot of people have been texting all afternoon saying, "Jet fuel? They burned John Kerry?" All right. Steve in Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. I just remembered that I was listening to, or I heard about some news story that some of the counties, like near the border, are actually declaring this immigration thing an invasion, because they do have a constitutional right to protect themselves. They may be bracing themselves for a legal challenge.
Yeah. No, I think... I think someone has suggested that if the federal government cannot exercise its duties under the Constitution, one of which is to have a secure border, then the state has a right to step in. And I think that's one reason why they're arguing that they can call up the National Guard if they have to. And I just think it's a great strategy by Abbott in Texas and Ducey in Arizona to keep sending these buses to New York. And you know, the other thing, it's not just, you know, tweaking the liberals, but that's where the media is. So like today, for instance, in New York, when the three buses arrived, they have pictures of everybody coming off the bus. They keep telling us, "Oh, these are oppressed families that are crossing the border and they're trying to escape persecution." And you see all these guys, they're all young males in their 20s getting off the bus. They have cell phones. They have nice, they're not bad clothes. I mean, this is a giant scam. This is an invasion of the country. That's all it is. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Steve. Let's play another Brandon cut here today. Let's play cut 10.
Less than 1% of you, less than 1% of you risk everything to defend 99% of the population. 1% risk 99%. We owe you.
1% risk 99%. We owe you. May we quote you on that, Mr. President? May we quote you on that? 844-500-4242. I think, though, this is my even more than the 0% inflation rate. I liked it when Biden explained why we need to pass the Inflation Reduction Act. Even though there is no more inflation, we still need to pass it. Cut 7.
We need to pass the Inflation Reduction Act right away. That's the most consequential thing that Congress can do to keep our progress from on inflation from getting better,
from getting worse, keep it moving in the right direction.
Will you send me that, Taylor? Will you send me that cut? I'm going to do a Let's Go Brandon column to commemorate the end of inflation in America. Myself, I don't see it. Most of my listeners, I'd say 100% of them haven't seen it. But, you know, who are we? Who are we to contradict Brandon's observations? 844-500-4242. Send me the 0% inflation cut, too, if you can. 844-500-4242. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night long. Finally, at dawn, you fall asleep. But bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible, just as I do, there's one solution: MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. And here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Plus, you will also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
President Trump called during the break, and he wanted to make sure that we played his the last bit of his statement on the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, attempt to railroad him. And so I said, of course, Mr. President. Of course, Mr. President.
I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Now I know the answer to that question. When your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and the fake news media, you have no choice. If there was any question in my mind, the raid of my home, Mar-a-Lago, on Monday by the FBI, just 2 days prior to this deposition, wiped out any uncertainty. I have absolutely no choice, because the current administration and many prosecutors in this country have lost all moral and ethical bounds of decency. Accordingly, under the advice of my counsel and for all of the above reasons, I decline to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution.
There's a reason for all of those amendments. And now Donald Trump knows why there's a Fifth Amendment. And the Sixth Amendment is kind of underrated, too. A right to confront your accusers. That's what you don't have in a FISA secret court. Everybody has to be on the level. Do you think the FBI, the Justice Department, the intelligence community is on the level?
This is your FBI.
How about those January 6th trespassers who've been imprisoned without charges for 18 months? Do you think that qualifies under the Eighth Amendment for cruel and unusual punishment? How about the Fourth Amendment, which prohibits unreasonable search and seizure? Do you think the raid on Mar-a-Lago was covered under the Fourth Amendment? 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. I agree with you. Did you see them coming off the bus and they're giving them, like, care packages? like they were arriving in Hawaii and they're giving them a lay as they get
off. Yeah, it's like the welcome wagon, you know, they used to have in the suburbs. Hey, here's some gift certificates to the restaurant. You know, come on down. You get a free oil change at Joe's Oldsmobile, right? It was ridiculous.
You've got to be crazy if you're going to give these people licenses. I've had to work with the RMV. They must be run by the MBTA, by the way. It's the worst organization in the state because you can't even get through, and they want to take in more people to do less work. They've had a 2.5-year vacation, and now they want to bring in more people to do less work. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I agree. The difference between the MBTA and the Registry of Motor Vehicles is, though, there's one difference. You don't have to make an appointment to go on to the rapid transit. Of course, on the other hand, there is no more rapid transit after next week on, 30% of the lines. Thanks for the call, Dave. It's absolutely true what you said. I mean, how are they going to handle this? Apparently, you know, we talked to Dave DeCoste, one of the Republicans who from south of the city, who's working hard on this petition drive, and he said he talks to some of his constituents who work for the RMV, and they say there is no way that they can check these documents. These are all phony documents, and what makes anybody think that they're going to stop at one license? They can get two licenses, then they can get two EBT cards. They can get two mass health cards, and then they can bring in somebody else from some other MS-13 gangbanger behind them. I mean, there's already enough scamming and stealing going on with all these programs, and this is just going to make it easier. Even Charlie Parker said there's no way the Registry of Motor Vehicles can handle this. You got to get out there and sign that petition and try to stop this, at least temporarily. fairandsecurema.com, and that's where you go. Find out where you can sign, or just ask them to send you a petition so you can sign it and get some of your neighbors and friends to sign it in your city or town. And if you just want to come on down and see the show, my show and Grace's show on Friday, come on down to West Yarmouth. We'll be there from noon to 6, and there'll be plenty of petitions there for everybody. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. I really love your show. Howie, didn't you just play a quote by Joe Biden about the 1%? How did that quote go?
Play it again. How did it go? How the hell do I know? I just play these quotes.
Less than 1% of you risk everything to defend 99% of the population. 1% risk 99%. We owe you.
You tell me what he said.
Yeah, so he said that he was praising the 1% that risk everything to save the 99%. So my question to Joe Biden is, what's his problem with the 3%ers, right? Right, Howie?
Thanks for the call, John. 844-500. He didn't say 1%. He said 1% risk 99%. I'm Howie Carr. Thanks, everybody.